the Las Vegas Sports Hour, hosted by Blue Nubo, presented by Ghostbox.
Yeah, welcome back. You know who it is, your boy Blue Nubo with the Las Vegas Sports Hour, presented by Ghost Dreams TV, so cheap and scary. Also by Lays by Simone, best style, best dress, best lace. Lays by Simone. Like I said, I got my boy here, my family, right here with me, Papa Fats. Say what's up again.
Man, what's up, Blue Nubo?
All right.
Thanks for having me here, man. I'm glad to be here, man.
I'm glad you're back in the building. Usually we got him on the Splash Show, which you can check out on the YouTube channel. But I brought him in today because he usually don't talk about sports with me, just to be honest. You know, he usually don't talk about sports for the most part.
Like
but we got something that's kind of social here, so we're going to bring this in, and we're going to talk about the black community, the black athlete, primarily the black athlete, and how they're out of control.
Definitely out of control. The money got them out of control.
The money's got them out of control, right?
The spotlight. And the social media.
Right.
You know, when you see you making money, like everybody's like, even like if you win the lottery, yeah, that might be the fun part of winning the money, that know that you ain't got to work no more. But you got to realize when you have these big contracts or these contracts, any contract,
right,
you're making money or
right,
some type of value,
right,
you are a target.
You're a target, right?
You're a target.
And it's nothing wrong with being a target, because after you're a bull, that's all you're going to be is a target the rest of your life. But these athletes are what I think in my head, this is why I said it's bringing it into the social aspect, is that they're out of control because of the upbringing that they have. Even if it's AAU basketball where
that's
they're paying
true
money to be athletes, or it's just the dude that's coming straight out the hood.
Straight
out the hood from the city high school that nobody want to go to.
Nope.
You know, he just came out the mud.
Yeah.
Regardless of how, once they get to the top,
it
seems like they can't do nothing but mess up.
That's because they become, like I was saying again, they become a target, because therefore they're going to look on Instagram. The girl be like, who he is? Ooh, he look good. Da, da, da. But notice in that situation, love get confused with lust.
Hold on, say that again.
Love
get
confused with lust.
All right. If love gets confused with lust.
Yeah.
All right,
because we think we love somebody, but we actually just lust over them.
Like, we just lust over them, right?
Yeah.
And I feel you on that.
I
feel you on that.
Their body, they mind. Like, even though it's like, oh, I like the way we talk business.
Right.
Oh, I like what he do. It's like you like him for something. So therefore, it's out of lust that you like about that person.
Now, at what point does the love turn into lust? Does the lust come before the love? Like which one is it? Or when does it come in? Because
the lust come first.
The lust come first, right?
Love,
will lust make you do criminal activity?
Yes.
Will lust make you lose your judgment?
Yes.
Okay.
Lust will make you sell your soul if it acts you right in the right
time. Sell your soul.
If it acts you in the right time.
Oh, hallelujah. We on Sunday here. We gotta get in the bath and get a little dip in there with the pastor, right?
Because you know you're saying, like I said, I gotta have it. You're gonna train yourself to have it.
You got it right.
And you're gonna feel satisfied until you have it.
Well, we're trying to figure that out with the first topic here, and we go connect it all together, you know, over this conversation. First one is with the G League player that was in Sacramento. All right, so former G League player, now he's a former G League player, admitted to fatally strangulizing a bitch.
Oh, yeah, he's now a professional inmate.
And he's a professional inmate.
Yeah,
he just moved up to another league.
Yeah,
he's in a different league.
He went, you're supposed to go to Lacey. If you go to G League,
right,
try to move up to the
NBA, right. Okay.
But don't go down to be like, okay, you went to the G League,
okay,
now you're a professional inmate.
In a professional inmate league. Right.
You get a lifelong contract.
He's going to be dominant in the prison league.
Dominant.
He's going to be dominant in the prison league.
He's going to kill all of those people.
He's a Hall of Famer waiting to happen.
The court.
Right. So in the prison league.
Right. That's if you get courtyard time, you know, because he might be solitary confinement.
So this bozo, okay, Chance Camachi, 27, was taken into custody last week in Sacramento, okay? They did the murder here in Las Vegas, because, you know, that's why we covering it. Did the murder here in Las Vegas, but he's from Sacramento, California, and he was described from Las Vegas detective, the alleged murderer of Miranda Rogers, who's 23. All right, so he's 27. Chance Camachi is the basketball player.
Sacramento.
Sacramento. He murdered Miranda Rogers, 23, all right, here in Las Vegas.
Wow.
All right, and get this.
Uh-huh.
He did it with his girlfriend. She's 19 years old.
He What?
Yes, 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 yes.
That's another. He done brought somebody in a ticket for one.
Bonnie and one. Clyde.
Right, that's some Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde with. It's always good to have somebody with you, you know.
And I wouldn't be surprised they come to Vegas because Vegas is so busy right now. You probably could have get away with it.
Right.
You know, thought he planned it through, but you all smart yourself.
No, you all smart yourself.
You all smart yourself.
He was dumb. If you can't make it to the league, you really probably ain't making it nowhere else like that.
And then what they said, what was the murder about? Like
the,
what?
So supposedly the murder was about expensive watch. So both of them, his girlfriend, it probably ain't his girlfriend, it's just a chick he boning right now.
Well, I said.
All right, she's a sex worker. The other chick's a sex worker. Yeah. All right, at the end of the day, young sex workers.
Wow.
All right, that OnlyFans shit, go get you a daddy.
That covering the G check.
Go get you a daddy. Yeah. All right.
That's all.
So supposedly it was over expensive watch.
Uh huh.
All right, expensive watch. Is that enough to take somebody life?
Man, I know he's sitting down wherever he is right now and saying I could have bought like 5-6 watches. Like right now, like why would you do that? It was more for the principle and also like being real. But you see where being real gets you?
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
And niggas know about where real gets you.
Yeah,
being real. You real fucked up.
Real fucked up.
Real quick.
Real quick from real going to being real to being life in prison.
Right, real
quick. You know
what
I mean? Real quick. Real That's quick. Being real. Let me see you continue to be real enough.
Right.
But you got all of them, you look around, all of them was real. You know? No, it's okay to let shit slide, though,
be
because
as
long
bars.
As you ain't dead, you ain't passing nothing. Now, this young, unfortunate girl lost her life, and she might even be the one that took the watch. Because the ones who, like I always say, the ones who's innocent always watch the ones guilty get away scot-free.
Right, right, you know? Right. In this case, nobody got away scot-free. This was some kind of triangle, maybe.
It was a triangle.
A little triangle. And
it
just
a young girl was trying to prove herself.
Right,
to him.
Something like that, yeah, right? We don't know the whole detail because they're still working on it.
Okay.
As much as we've gotten here, they stopped really reporting on it here about 5-6 days ago.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, that's what they got so far.
Right.
So we're going to see what happens when the court and everything happen and once it really gets it going. But that's the
but
the
you
base
know what
they're
gonna look like. They know what they're gonna look at. You know how hard and angry you have to be to choke somebody out till they dead.
Right. So what? That's why this is gonna be a good movie or something. Tubi.
Right, like
it's gonna be a good Tubi movie.
You know how long you have.
Shout
to,
out to Tubi.
You have
by
to
the
choke
way.
Somebody to like die unless if you have them in a choke out position. You know what I mean? But from looking like that, he probably just acting like where my watch is, bitch.
Right.
You
know something like that, maybe.
You know,
maybe that's what I'm saying. Like
and get angry with it.
To
like,
choke a motherfucker is like real.
It's real. That's
you upset
close.
About something.
Like that's personal.
Right. You upset
you see
about
what
something.
I'm saying? You upset.
You upset about
you upset.
Something.
That's like more like as in I'm getting you fit. You know what I mean? That's the revenge every wish or every other wish they could have sometimes.
Like, even shooting a motherfucker one time, it's one thing.
Right. It's just like, bow, get away.
Bow, get up. But when you shoot a nigga once, twice, he'd be like, oh, yeah, that nigga got he did something. What did he do to this nigga?
But if he shoots you and walk over you and then make sure empty the clip in you.
Right, that's overkill.
That was personal.
That was personal.
So that's how.
So choking is on the level
of
that.
Personal. Personal. Right. Stabbing could be like defending yourself. That's the only weapon you got because I couldn't afford a gun. You know what I mean? But at the same time, that still had to be personal.
Choking is animalistic.
Right. That's like when the lion getting their impala and they have it on their neck. They have to hold that position until that
animalistic.
Gone.
All right, that's exactly what that's choking
facts.
A person out.
That's absolutely
animalistic.
Right. Blue Nouveau, you got
so,
that one.
So
yep.
If you're going down to your animal emotion with this shit, it had to be real.
It had to be real. And
it
like you
had
said,
to be
they
real.
Had to been upset and hurt and mad at the same time.
And you know it's two females, so it's got to, you know, it's usually some bullshit, but they take it to the next level.
They took it to the next level because, you know, they got, they screaming, he get hyped up,
right,
whatever hyped up may
right,
be.
Right.
And, you know, like I said, once you see that flat tone go like, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
His life was over.
That's it.
Bro, this is like some
that's
Sims
it.
Game. Like,
that's
I'm watching other motherfuckers fuck their life up.
And
it's
that's
crazy.
And that's three lives are over now.
Right.
Not just the one who's passed away, God rest her soul.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
right.
Not just her. Now you get life flatline for all of them because
all
guess
of
what?
Them.
You're going to prison. You going to prison, so you're going to give that government that time.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? But now she didn't get to go home to her family.
No, she didn't.
You see what I'm saying?
Nah,
she didn't.
She didn't
go home to family. And then eventually that watch would have showed up on you to know exactly you had it.
Or just life would give you something else.
Or just get something else until you can get up to the watch. Or work harder on the court and they go back and try to make it young. Back and try to get a one-week contract.
He's 27. He's just a young man. All right?
Young,
he ain't no child, but he's a young man at 27. In the world of men,
with
as we
promising
men,
future.
We men, we know where what the end of the roads is come to.
Yeah.
That 27, yeah, you should be doing something, but at the same time, you're still growing.
Still growing.
But this is a growth that didn't need to happen. This is going backwards.
Going backwards.
All of it.
This a growth wouldn't even be going to be complete because he was in the G League.
Yeah.
Like, sure, he was getting better.
He could have went to Europe or something.
And he could have
went to Australia, anywhere else to
that
play.
Is true.
This is just a stepping stone to the next point in his life, and now he's never going to imagine.
Did they say what kind
it.
Of watch it is?
No, nobody cared about it. It could have been a Rolly. It could have been an AP.
It could have been a G-Shock.
It could have been a Miele. A Miele, all right?
Yeah.
It could have been a Jacob & Co.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been any, but was it any of it worth it at the end of the day to kill a bitch and do it as a team?
All I got to say is what the fuck is you thinking?
And this is what I'm talking about as a black community. Mm-hmm. Why are we doing this type of stuff? Just like I lost my debit card, you lost your phone and here recently, and they treated you and me also. I kind of felt this, like, because you are African American.
Absolutely.
Okay. And that it was some, you were about to steal an object that you are calling about.
Let me tell you the story. Can I tell you the story?
Go ahead.
Okay, so we was hanging out at the casino.
Yeah.
I got up, went to the bathroom, used the bathroom, left the phone in the bathroom, right? So after I realized a couple minutes later, I'm gonna make it quick. I'm gonna leave the area, got relaxed, finally hit a number, you know what I mean?
That's why you finally got a win
in there.
Finally got a win in there.
So I'm sitting down, relaxed. You see what I'm saying? Phone gone. So now the money I win, I got to go buy on the phone. I'm thinking, I'm sour as hell. I'm
right.
bad.
Right.
Everybody
right.
having
you
a good time.
Right now.
Everybody having a good time with them. Right. I can't even, like, conversate with nobody.
Because you're worried about your phone.
I'm worried about my phone.
Your property.
Like, my property
okay.
with everything on it.
I got
so
you.
So therefore, it's mine. It's like, the security guard, I was going to give up before.
Yeah. Right.
The security guard was like, hey, what, you lost the phone?
Right.
I was like, yeah, I lost the phone. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, just go right over there by the phone book and that's called lost and found.
Okay, he being nice, huh?
So he realized that I lost the phone.
Right.
So I said, okay, would you mind showing me where the phone is? You got time? He's like, yeah. Went to the place, pick up the phone. Hello, yeah. Could you put me on lost and found? It's like, yeah, this is lost and found. It's like, yeah, I lost the phone, an iPhone Pro Max. It's light blue in the back. He's like, where did you lose it? I said, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, get suspicious. Where did you lose it?
I think about in the casino, in the casino area.
Well, the last place you was at, basically.
Right. I was like, around there. He said, what time did you lose it? I was like, I don't know, man. If I know the time, I would have found it because I don't know exactly where I left
right,
it.
Right.
You know, so he's like, I was like, but 30 minutes, 40 minutes ago? He's like, nah, man. He's like, no, nothing showed up yet, man. Nothing showed up.
We'll try back a couple of hours. You hear that, people hear the word. Nothing showed up, man.
And must have been a couple times that I went to the other guy and tell me, like, yo, it's here. And I checked him like 3-4 times before we left. We waited. We even slumped and parlay in the parking lot.
Right.
And then waited, and I went back and checked. Nothing. Got up this morning, was like, all right, let me just say, fuck it. I got to let that go. You know what
right.
I mean? Let all that shit go, and let's get me that phone. So I said, before, you know what? Let me call him and check again. Call that check again, because it was a new staff on now.
Right.
So they probably forgot to relate the message.
True.
So therefore, I was like, okay. Well, I was like, yeah. He said, did y'all recover a phone? He's like, well, what's on the phone? I say, give him the description of the phone.
Right.
Whatever. He said, okay, yeah, we got it. I said, man, thank you. You got it. I'll be right there.
Easy word.
I said, I'll be there right now.
I'm on the way.
But he also asked me, like, where did it? Because I was like, I should have told him I lost it in the bathroom.
Right.
But he never answered that question.
Right. You didn't think about that particular step.
Right, because that's where I really
left. But he didn't even help you figure that step back out.
Right, you know?
You'd have been like, oh, yeah, I did go to the bathroom. But he didn't go that far.
He didn't help me. He just
left me to be like, fast forward back to the new people zone now.
You know,
so you
new people zone now. So I say, okay, come. I say, bring it to a form of ID. I say, two forms of ID.
There's like two forms of ID.
All right,
I say.
So he said, just one.
All right,
because you give me the description.
Okay.
I said, all right, cool. Let me get my phone back. Went there, had me waiting for like almost 30 to 40 minutes.
Oh, bad customer
service. So now they got me all in the camcorder scanning. We got the other officer right there looking and stuff like that. He wondering why I'm waiting up. Then he's like, yeah, let me, he said, yeah, unlock your phone in the front of me. I was like, bro, this is my phone.
This is your phone.
I said, okay, no problem. Boop, boop, boop. I appreciate y'all.
You right.
Unlock it, boom. He said, well, okay, I can need your ID. I get a copy of your ID. And I can, he said, I'll be right back.
Just okay,
right okay. Okay, cool. Got a copy of my ID. I said, I'm up. Got all this, came back. And I had to sign some shit. You see what I'm saying? That this was my own. You see what I'm saying? The only thing they didn't do was tell me stand there and take a picture.
You see what I'm saying? You would have been with the G League nigga.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I was like, God damn, they wouldn't be doing this with my own phone.
With your own shit.
So imagine what they're going to put him through, what you're talking right, about a watch.
Because we have gotten that far down in the pecking order with our cultures, the way we've been moving.
Yeah, I agree.
That people is back to the hold your purse close to you walking clinging, down the street.
Clinging.
It's back to that. We had got away from it.
Yes.
We had got away from
it. We did, but we were.
And now we get right back there. We right back there.
Maybe even worse now.
This is the craziness right now.
Because now they do it so smooth. They just like I said, I was bent holding my purse.
Right.
But you could see the vein pop out in their arms when they clench onto their shit. Like, I laugh, bro. I laugh all the time when I see that.
And this is a downfall in a lot of the cities going on. Where we being on caught on TV, you can say, "Oh, they just editing, making sure that they get the black folks for their newscast." It's white people doing it? It's Mexican, blah 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 blah, still doing it too.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
But I think there's more of us doing it.
No, the reason why this is how I'm thinking about it. Right? The white and the Mexicans, they doing it, and the Asians,
all
they
doing it. Doing it.
But the reason why they could do it and get away with it because they have the money to grab that resources to be like, "Don't play that." I'll give you $10,000, $20,000.
Right.
A black man can't do that. They had to fight. Right. Like, give me that camera.
Give me that.
Yeah, don't put that out there.
They walk in with the mask and just grab it slowly.
That becomes content. So when you see that, you get to see that, but you don't never see the thing because if he can't get that hard drive, off with your head, and he can pay somebody in there to come and do that.
Okay.
But with the black people, you got to see that because they call it content and it's entertainment.
Right, it's entertainment. We're entertainment.
And we can't go there and be like, "Hey, man, let me give you $50. And you ain't got no money. You can't be like, "Say, yo, you want this one? You want this sex tape? You want this one, but you killing that dude over there? I want $50,000. Okay. So if you don't give me $50,000, I'm going to put it online because I'm going to get more. And you're going to jail.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Right. That's how it normally goes.
So we got people at the bottom that are stealing. For their life.
Stealing for their life.
They're going in there stealing. Mm-hmm. And then we got the other end of the spectrum in our black community where we got the sport. Back to the sports. Mm-hmm. People like Tyreek Hill and Anthony Edwards. Yeah. All right? Uh-huh. Two prime examples. And Zion Williamson. All right? These are young brothers.
Okay.
Young brothers. Uh-huh. And they are giving their money away to the women by having children, by being relaxed with their seed. Out here, all right. Tyreek has got 3 this year by himself.
Yeah,
Anthony Edwards just got one to flush it.
Wow, he's very lucky then.
Zion had 2 possible.
Oh, someone must have sent him.
But he only got 1 out of the situation.
Really?
But these are 3 athletes, prime example of athletes that are giving their money away. While we have people out here stealing to survive in the same communities that these athletes came from and will continue to pipeline to the NBA, to the NFL.
And these are young cats, right?
These are young cats. Anthony Edwards, I believe, is 22, something like that. Tyreek is like 28, 29, something like that.
It's okay to be a young cat and get money, right?
Getting money.
But you have to tuck your somebody who's responsible and wise, that knows, that has your best interests at heart. I know it's hard to find, but that's the person that you need around.
That's the person
you need
around.
Someone who's going to tell you, no, don't do that. Let me do it the right way for you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or to do this the right way, or this and that. Or make sure always have your back covered no matter what. And the reason why I'm saying that is because these guys with money. You see, Drake didn't show you that as in, I put pepper in the condom, so... You know what I mean? So therefore, to show you that these bitches go behind your back and Right. And do the AI on AI.
But just like Brittany Renner said, who's the famous first, she ain't the first, but she got real popular and started going to all the podcasts because she had got PJ Washington, the cat from the Charlotte Hornets.
That's another example.
But what she was saying was that you ain't even got to trick them. It's easy because they just nothing in you.
That's it. Because they're young. They're glad to even have something like that.
You have the money, sir.
Right.
You can get this every night.
You had the money.
You had it because you was relaxed with the
and
money.
And I guarantee you, every last one of those women older than them. Every last one. None of them their age.
No, you're right. Because they're pros.
Okay.
They're pros at what they're doing.
They're the ones that are saying, okay.
They're pros at what they're doing.
Because notice, anytime you see a turtle get in the water or need to lay his springs, the seagulls will come down and be like, you're not going to make it. 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 And that's how they pick them off.
Right.
And that's the ones we're like, I said, okay, that one got away.
Zion especially. Zion had both of his with some strippers.
See that?
And they was both much older than him. All right, so they preyed upon, and this is what we say, that's the two ends of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. All right, you got the cats in the middle who just having families and shit in the NBA, like a Jason Tatum. I think he's got like two kids or something like that.
Or with the same girl?
Yeah, with the same girl. You know, they got families, the LeBrons and shit. That's fine. But then you, like I said, you got the other end, which these niggas just fucking everything moving.
Moving. Like, we have no history. We don't have
But it's not even they fucking everything moving. And that's, they nothing in everything.
And that's what they're talking
moving.
About.
That's crazy.
And see, these young cats is what I was telling you before. That's when lust get confused with love.
Back to the beginning of that. What'd you what say? Lust
gets confused for love.
There we go.
Because we think we love somebody or we love somebody. No, we love your body and we love fucking you.
For the night at
that's
that.
That's it. That's
for the night at that. That's just and it.
See you later, you know?
Right.
Because you aim empowering me. Every time I see you, take. You see what I'm saying? And that's how these women doing them. They come around. Now they take your seed. Now you out of there. You see what I'm saying? Now they you out of there. Trust me. Because they coming and they make sure they going to let you hold out till you till they fertile. And when they fertile, that's like all you got to do is smell that. And that's it. That's it.
I don't understand why these cats pull out game and superstar.
They have nobody to show them.
They know how to shoot jumpers.
Right.
Three-pointers.
Know how to dunk.
Know how to dunk. 360 dunks.
360s. Well, they just got a 360 deal on that slam dunk.
They giving chicks money. So so Anthony Edwards get a chick $100K. $100K.
He got away. I think he got
away.
Man,
he got scot free.
Easy.
$100K, that's nothing. Because he's making like...
I think he need to go back and marry
he's making something like 35, 40 million a year, some shit like that, right?
Uh-huh.
So he's making probably like something like 300, 400K a game. Some shit like that. You know LeBron makes like damn near half a million a game.
No fucking way.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, the last time they calculated, he make yes. If he's making 40 million, it's 82 games. That's half a million dollars a game.
What?
Half of imagine that
for the 90 something
man. And then now I know from watching a couple podcasts now that the teams, all right, your paycheck is based upon where you fucking playing that night. So you're like an individual event every single night. It's like when you on tour as a rap artist, you go to Vegas,
the headliner.
You ain't got no sales tax.
No.
But then in California, when you play, you got all the tax on the yin yang. So you got to pay that.
Okay.
So
because they make money in different
states.
Right.
That's why you want to do as many shows you can do in California sold out.
Right.
Because then you're making as much money as you possibly can. But then maybe you go to Houston, you may get more money that night.
You ain't got no taxes.
You ain't got the tax burden.
Right. You got the tax
burden. So that's what they said. Depending on where they playing. That's why they got the tax. And that's the whole point why they had the in season tournament they just finished here. The finals was played here in Las Vegas. Why? Because that night they were handing out the checks. The whole point of the tournament was every player gets $500,000. So it was an in-season tournament.
Really?
Like the first 5 weeks of the season was this little tournament. And the final was in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
So to make sure that they got maximum dollars.
They came to Vegas.
People were like, why are they doing it in Vegas? Yeah, because Vegas is hot. Everybody want to be in Vegas. Yeah. No, it's because the tax shelter. It's still a corporate game at the end of the day.
Still a corporate game.
So it's the tax shelter, bro.
I mean, the tax bracket where they got to fuck with the IRS.
That's why the players, when the Raiders came, it was like a pay increase. Because in California they taking half your shit. Period. It ain't even a game. Hey, wow. It's not even. Ooh, or maybe they gonna take. No. Right. You might end up with 40% of your shit, nigga, fucking around. No, it's not even a question. So imagine, nigga, if they would have played that game here for $500,000, they would just gave $250,000 to the state of California. Thank you. But instead, they played it here, so and they keep 400. They get 400K. Exactly.
Say now, Blue Nouveau Rich.
Yes.
Drafted to the L.A. Chargers.
No, I'm mad.
Pat Buffett's L.A. Rams.
Fuck. Niggas is mad.
Mad, yeah.
You got to make real money here in California, so. It all come back down to the money. So, what, like we were saying, with Anthony, go back to Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
$100,000 he had to pay. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
Now, if he's making $300K a game, that's nothing.
Right.
And you, bitch, you got half my shit because you got to still go pay probably like 30%.
Okay.
So, if you make $300,000, you keep $200,000.
Keep $200,000.
But you had to give this bitch $100,000 this week.
Yeah. Whatever little taxes you have to pay.
Yeah. So, I'm going to come I'm show this week.
Right.
I'm show right now. Right, show, right. Bitch.
I'm ready to go to the next game. Let's
right.
go.
Right. So, yeah. Like you said, he got to wait. With a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
After slap, a slap on the wrist.
Slap on the wrist.
Zion didn't get away.
No.
Tyreek Hill, 3 kids this year.
Yeah.
He didn't get away.
He ain't getting away.
He didn't get away.
No.
He's the fastest man in the NFL. The fastest man in the NFL. He was a 4-2-4. He's on his way to 2,000 yards. Something that has never been done as a wide receiver. 2,000 yards.
Fuck.
He's the fastest man in the NFL. Yeah. But he can't get away from these bitches fast enough.
He ain't fast enough when it comes
to
that.
He can't get away from these bitches
He's
fast enough.
He's slow as hell when
they
it comes
tackling
out.
Them every day. Dude. Put these hoes on
he
the field.
Got no yards
he ain't
going to
get no yards, nigga.
None.
Linebackers.
You're -3.
-3 right now.
Right.
Every game. -3 every game, Tyreek. Right? And he ain't the only one. His boy on the team too. He -9 too. So
he -9.
He got like 8. He got like 6-9. All right. He trying to catch up to Nick Cannon and the rest of these boys. All right. You know they trying to catch up. They trying to catch up.
Wide receivers. Penalty 6-8 yards.
Hey, these dudes is master fuckers, bro.
Man.
Because they don't do shit. Like, it's funny because I was just watching the Tubi movie.
Uh-huh.
Tubi got all the movies. Yeah, they getting better. The black cinema is actually getting better. Yeah. Shout out to Tubi.
Yeah, shout out to Tubi.
Shout out to Tubi. And the dude was an athlete. The dude was an athlete, and he got a wife and everything. About to sign a new contract.
Uh-huh.
He had the chick sign an NDA and all that. So it's like, he's like, oh yeah, I'm just going to practice. Practice is like an hour or two. His whole day is nothing but kicking it. He got the whole Italian suits on and shit, showing his ankles all the time. You know, niggas show his ankles all the time.
Yeah.
He don't do shit.
Nothing.
If a nigga showing his ankles all the goddamn time,
he don't do no work.
With
the shoes on?
Bruh. He ain't doing nothing. He ain't doing nothing. Getting out of nice cars and back in it, back
and
out.
Sitting in the
back
seat.
In and back
that's
out.
It.
That's
Probably
it.
Might put his hand, drink a little coffee.
That's it.
Put it on.
Is he European? No. But he looked like it.
He looked short. He dressed like it.
They don't do nothing.
Boring.
So what you think they doing all day?
Yeah, they fucking. Yeah, that's
they just as good as the nigga on the street that we be talking about where females choose cats that don't have nothing supposedly, right?
Mm-hmm.
They pookies.
They pookies.
All right.
Pookies.
What's their best attribute? Uh-huh. Their stroke is immaculate.
That's all.
All right?
That's it.
They Michael Phelps in the
Michael
pussy.
Phelps.
Michael Phelps in the pussy is like the dolphin.
Yeah.
It's like he a dolphin in the pussy, but he a whale.
You gotta come every 30 minutes. Oh my god.
So these niggas ain't doing nothing but fucking.
They get the times on their hand, yo.
Think about even if you got the IG bitch, say you got the IG bitch for 2 days, you paid for $40,000, $50,000.
Damn.
You got it for 2-3 days. All you doing is banging the fuck out this bitch.
That's all you could do.
That's all you doing. All right, I'm about to go to practice real quick. I'll be back.
They want to take you out to eat.
Now you're going
to
do some shopping real quick. Blah, 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 blah. You back. The driver got you back on time for him to put his dick right in their mouth. Driver's got him back just in time to put the dick in his mouth.
Now
the
contract is going too hard.
So it's funny. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It goes to our community. You can say, oh, that's what rich men do, right?
Yeah.
okay, but these are black men. They got to understand that they're on a different level. But
they're on a different, they're
you know,
different
once you get to a different level, I guess your mind changes, right? Your mind state changes. Yeah. And you play with different people, so it's different rules.
And then, like I said, they become a target when you get money like that. Come on, you making money like that?
Right.
Like everybody, like even us men, we was like, boy, if we can get a Beyonce or even Oprah.
Right.
If we can get an Oprah.
No.
If Oprah just can look at me.
No.
You see what I'm saying? Gone. I'm gone. What? So, same thing, are they looking at it? They see all LeBron James. They think LeBron James is in the temptation every day.
Right.
You see, you don't have, like, you would never know because the type of money he makes.
Right.
He could be like, hey, I could pay you that. Because you notice, all of the R. Kelly shit and all of the P. Diddy shit we're finding out right now ain't coming out until the money ran out.
But so, it should. This is a thing. It should have never. Like, motherfuckers is dirty in this world. Yeah. This is why motherfuckers get offed. Because ain't nobody... Stick to the code at the end of the day.
Right.
Now, if I pay you 50 grand for this, you agreed to it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You forget it, this shit, nigga.
Yeah, but there ain't nobody like that.
They no, everybody grand, wants some and more. Then I want some more. That's how you get off.
Right. You see what I'm saying? That's how you get
off. No.
That's the only final payment.
No.
The only final
payment.
You
get your money. Don't worry why about my money.
All of those people who they find in Lake Mead, that's what's the ones who didn't want that deal to expire. You see what I'm saying?
Bruh.
That's what don't expire look like. You know what I mean? Like, every time be like, all right, if you don't give me that, bro, I just give you 50
right.
grand. Right. Oh, bro, if you don't give me another
50 grand. Right. Oh, see, you're trying to get off.
Okay, I'll give it to you. Give you another one. Bro, I done give you 50 grand like three times, bro.
Right,
like,
that's 150.
What's going on?
Right.
Like, you know? Okay, yeah, meet me at this. Meet me at the post office on.
I'm ready to end this nigga.
Yeah, don't worry about that. I'm gonna bring it up. Oh, you want all hundreds?
All of it. Okay, okay, okay. I got you. Sequence.
Meet me at the post office right there on 63rd.
Yep. Yeah. Get a surprise party.
63rd. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, don't worry about that, bro. I'll give you a ride back.
That's how people get off in this world. Yeah. It happens all the time because people are greedy. I believe we are naturally greedy. Yeah. That was handed down from the sin of Adam and Eve.
And they're not disciplined to understand what's agreement in business.
You see
what I'm saying? Because that's why when you see, like, even though, like, this happened to, like I said, like, the Asians, the Mexicans, and the white people, because they spend their money because they don't want their people to get in trouble.
Right.
They'll go there and be like, hey, man, take this 50 grand or we got to, you know, or the Chinese would be like, take 1 million.
Right.
No more. Sign here.
Sign here.
You see what I'm saying?
Done.
That's when you just sign your whole life away. Mexican,
but you made a decision. So all this extra.
Or lead, you know?
All the extras is going to get you killed.
It's going to get you killed.
Signing the contract, getting the first 50 or whatever it was.
Yeah. That's enough to get you killed. Done.
Because he'd be like, you know what? He's a loose end. He or she is a loose end.
Loose end. Anybody.
But then when you press the issue...
Like that to be like I said. Oh
man, we gotta get rid of you.
Yeah,
we gotta get rid of you.
Meet me at the. you want all hundreds?
That's why this story with the basketball player from Sacramento more is gonna come out because, like we saying, why would they lure her to Las Vegas to offer? Like to we offer. Just said right here,
that is true.
A motherfucker gotta be on some bullshit to get offed like this.
Look at offering it. Yeah, to join the family in Lake Mead. Yeah.
To join the family.
Yeah.
Maybe
it might not even be a butter watch, bro. It might be something that, like you say, like it's about to come out.
It's going
to
come out.
But I don't think it was about a watch because, or I think it was more depth than a watch.
Right. When you start to think about it, it just like, okay, there's more to this story. So we're going to find out, like I said, man, just all these stories, like I said, just, I'm going to keep you updated.
Yeah.
And like I said, all these stories just show the level of where the black culture,
the mental of the black culture
is at from the bottom to the top is dysfunction.
It's dysfunction. Like I said before, I say, like, and I heard earlier somebody was saying, it was a little clip I see on this. It's the music, bro. We vibe out to music that kills people.
Murder music.
Drill music. That want to kill and harm other
people.
And
that's what we're going to talk about on the Splash Show. We're going to talk about that on the Splash Show.
So
the new, the white boy with the black dude is called How to Drill.
And then
I don't know if you heard that song yet.
These NBA players and professionals, they doing pookie shit.
Right.
And drug dealers trying to do NBA shit.
It's always been like that, but it's even more prevalent
no.
right now.
Yeah.
The money is crazy.
It's retarded, bro.
It's crazy.
Who gets paid $500, like half a million a game?
A game.
Bro, I would play the whole quarter.
Wait, you think these hoes ain't sucking dick for 8 hours straight? They ain't getting shitted on that they want? Bro. Like, come on, bro. For eight, this man, like, hold on, what did Drake say? Cool. I sent her to go get the checks, to open the checks.
Yeah, I'm even better.
Bro, to go open the checks. So that means he on tour. This dude, Drake, he on tour, man. He making $250,000 a show. Like Nicki was talking about, $300,000 on a 40-50 show tour. That's like NBA right there.
That's like NBA money.
That's like NBA right there, bruh.
That's like he with one of the top players.
Bruh.
Top tier players.
See, you gotta understand money. When people don't understand money, bitches don't understand money. Men don't understand money. Uh-huh. Drake making $250,000. Nicki talking about she make $250,000 to a show, right? Mm-hmm. That's NBA money, bro. That bitch make about $20 million this year.
I wonder how much
he
make it off radio though, because his shit be on the radio all day in Vegas.
I don't even know how much. That's extra money, but just going on tour, especially when he put his own tour together. So it's the OVO tours, right?
Right.
So that means he's the one that's putting the money down for it. He making the real LeBron James money. He made 40, 45 million on this tour, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
That real money. But that's for the Splash Show.
So that's like a million a show then.
Bruh, he making that stupid money.
That's like a million a show.
He's a part of the reason why the black community is in what the position is in also. But like I said, all this comes together with the sports, and it seems like the sports are trying to emulate the streets, which is crazy. Right. And
they trying to emulate. Like, and like, you make a good point. Like, because with Drake, don't forget, Drake did the same, made the same mistake too. But he learned from that shit. He had a baby, so what he did now? After he did that condom, what did he do?
Put the hot sauce in there.
Ugh.
Like chicken wings.
Like
baby.
Chicken wings.
You hey, chicken you already wings, know what it is. It's your boy Blue Nuvo. Thank you for coming to the show,
sir,
Papa
Thanks
Fats.
For having me here.
It is, man.
Yeah.
You know where you're going to check him out with me and this man again on the Splash Show,
check
on the
us
YouTube
out on the Splash
channel.
Show now.
You already know what it is. Going to be pinned down in the comments section. But again, it's your boy Blue Nuvo. Sponsored by Ghost Dreams TV, So Cheap and Scary. Also by Lace by Simone. Best style, best dress. Best Lays by Simone.
Yeah.
All right, man. Another good show, Las Vegas Sports Hour. Check us out, man. Like, damn, these boys out here is crazy. We out of here.
We out. Yeah. It's your boy Papa Fats right here with Blue Nuvo Rich.
Yeah.
And we coming straight from you from the Splash Show. Tell us something. Is your cable bill high as hell?
Hey, you tired of paying $100, $200 for your TV entertainment?
Well, get a Ghost. A Ghost Box.
Hey, live TV, sports, movies, TV shows, Netflix, Hulu, Voodoo, all in one device.
So don't let the cable company rob you blind, program you to pay that high-ass bill. Get a Ghost Box.
Yeah, go to ghostbox.com to see what the ghost can do for you. Get a ghost box.
Ugh.